It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long's joining us, as he does every Tuesday, on the Jay Long Show to talk Chadron State College football, our show brought to you by Chadron Glass and Windows. Jay, welcome back into the studio to break down last week, look ahead at this week, and the final game of the season on Saturday. And we'll begin, as we do every week, with what happened the Saturday prior. So last week, really bizarre game flow at Colorado Mesa. It was a fast-moving but low-scoring first half. Then we had that wild first 4 minutes in the second half to start the third quarter. Then the Eagles with a huge comeback. It would have been one for the ages, and you almost pulled it close enough to pull it off. And in the end, Mesa does win it 38-22. What were really your top overall reflections from the view up above of how everything kind of came together on last Saturday?
The thing that just stands out more than anything is we needed to play four full quarters of football. And, you know, I thought we played, you know, our fourth quarter really well. I thought that the majority of our third quarter we played well. And then the first half, I thought our defense, you know, played pretty decent. Our offense was trying to find its way. And, you know, when you look at things, you know, from the outside, you know, overhead view, like you're talking about, the past 2 weeks, we've been 7 days on a bus and in a hotel room. And, you know, the way our conference is built, our conference schedule is built, is we always have a two road game, or then the next year we have a two home game stretch. And this year with the two road game stretch, it was two of our longer trips. And then we ran into that snowstorm. And I'm not a guy for excuses, and that's what I'm giving right now. But there's also some facts based to it, too. And, you know, I thought that our guys, if we could have just been able to put together that, if we eliminate obviously them, that 3 minutes in the third quarter, you know, that definitely would have been a change in the game and in the score. But you know, as far as our team goes, you know, I'm just really proud on how we finished. But we need to find ways to play all full four quarters.
All right, and we're going to get into the details of several of the things you just brought up on that wide glance of things, Coach. And with 6 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game, Eagle offense, you guys had the ball in the Mesa red zone at the 17, and a touchdown and a two-point conversion there for you. That would have made it 38-30 and almost a half quarter left to play. Plenty of time to come all the way back. And one of the plays of the game had your receiver, Simeon Martin. He threw it to Rollin George in the end zone. It looked like to me he was coming down with it. He had it, and then it was stripped away on a great defensive play by their linebacker. Can you talk us through, first of all, kind of the process of how you guys came together and deciding to call that kind of play? A gutsy call at that time, and it darn near worked.
We were going to call it that series either way, just kind of depending on where we're at in the on the field position, and we needed to be on a certain hash and those type of things. But you know, it's one of them plays that Tommy was out, you know, our top receivers statistically, and we wanted to find something that could maybe provide a spark and also have that big play capabilities. You know, you look at a couple different things. That's when your hook and ladders come in and those type of things. And we beat the DB on that double pass, and you know, had an opportunity to make a play. We just didn't come down with it, and you know, we knew we were gonna have to go for two. The touchdown before that, you know, we ran our fake field goal. The next one, my plan was to run our swinging gate. Then that would have put us at 38-38, like you said. We needed one more two-point conversion, and then the offense was going to go their two-point conversion for us to be able to win the, you know, to tie it up, is what the game plan was. And there was a lot of communicating on the sidelines and what we needed to do in order to score. And that was one of those plays that we thought was going to, you know, provide a, you know, an opportunity for us to make a play, and we did. We had an opportunity to make the play, and their defensive back, you know, ended up coming in and knocking it out right at the end with things. So
Yeah, it was a cool play and a great time to give it a chance in the end. Mesa did not see it coming. Just that great play by the linebacker to knock it out of there, but nearly made it the one possession game. Now let's look at the quarterback change too in the second half. The third quarter, the three interceptions that led to 21 points in the first few minutes of the half, really the turning point of the game that you talked about. So you had Mason Hamilton come in. He helped guide the comeback, a really nice deep ball touchdown to Brody Roden to help spark that comeback. What will you guys be talking about with Preston this week? He'll be looking to bounce back from really an unusual sequence for him of mistakes. And will we see a combination of Mason and Preston this week in the season finale as they both shown you guys some successful things?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it after the game, Dave. You and I did up in the booth and you know, just that part of the game really, you know, stunk. And, you know, Preston feels horrible about it, but, you know, it sometimes happens. You know, in NFL it happens. And that three-minute stretch was, you know, a huge factor. If we just score on one of those drives, it takes away 7 points from them. It's a 14 momentum, you know, swing in the game. And we ended up, you know, having Mason, you know, come in. And, you know, I think that, you know, he provided a spark. And I think that, you know, Coach Smith, you know, simplified our play calling a little bit more. And by doing that, you know, our offense, you know, we had a spark and we started moving the ball. And when you look at like what's moving forward, you know, I think that's something that definitely has to that we've talked about as a coaching staff, is that, you know, that our guys, when it was more simplified, were able to go out and make plays and they knew what they were doing and they're able to execute, you know, with things. And so if you ask me what we're going to do on Saturday, you know, that's a big part of it. And you know, our we're going to have a type of rotation, more like what we did in the beginning of the year, where, you know, Preston will have some of his run, you know, run schemes with things, and then he's also have the opportunity to throw it, and then also, you know, Mason's going to be able to, you know, to do what he did on Saturday also. So, you know, we're working on a combination of both.
Preston, it really seems like the type of guy who is going to go in and wants that eager opportunity to get back out onto the field and to get back to what we've seen from him on the positive side of things, and that he really understands that, hey, sometimes you just kind of have a tough day at the office. You know, you and I have talked, Jay, but you say, hey, I could have coached this sequence better. Yeah. I know there's broadcasts I go back and listen to, and I'm like, I could definitely have called that game or that moment much better than I did. Everybody has a tough day, right? Is he taking it like that and hopefully not letting that sink in too much in terms of what happened in that sequence that he can really bounce back? We've seen a lot of good things.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough kid, a mental tough kid, and I mean, he's a competitor, and you know, both him and Mason are both competitors, and yeah. You know, Mason took his team to a state championships, and Preston was their team had a ton of success. I don't know where they finished, but I think it was right around that semifinals at Kearney, and you know, so you know, both of those two guys are winners, and going into this game, you know, we got to figure out ways to score. I mean, that's the biggest thing, Dave. We have to figure out offensively ways to score and more points. And I think that we put together a good game plan for us, and you know, excited to go out and play it.
Coach, the first half went by like a flash. The Eagle offense had some trouble out of the gates. The 70 yards in the first half, and then you guys hit that 100 mark halfway through the third quarter, and then things picked up, like we've talked about in the third and fourth quarter. What do you guys really want to work on this week to have a better start moving the ball in what's usually a really high-scoring game with the Hard Rockers? You did mention the travel might have been a little bit of part of the slow start. Did you feel like that really factored in? Or
you know, Dave, I mean, a guy hates sitting in here saying excuses, but yeah, it was 7 days in a hotel and 4 days on a bus, and you know, over a 2 week span, that's half the week.
A little road weirdness.
Yeah, and you lived it. You were with me doing it, and then you know, the snowstorm on the way back affected things, but it just knocked us out of routine. Is it a factor? I don't know, Dave. I mean, it was what it was, and we have to be able to adapt to it. And you know, we did not start off the game offensively on a very good run. You know, I thought our defense kept us in the game. You know, if we look at what our defense, you know, if we could say, hey, I wish we could have done this better. You know, there's some things, but you know, them scoring with 1 second left on the clock right before halftime, that one was one we'd like to have back. That drive would be one we'd like to have back. And there was a weird penalty on that a weird penalty on that play.
Yeah.
Dave, when you watch back on the review of it, Tanner True punched the ball out of the quarterback's hands. I mean, he literally did as the guy was getting tackled. And, when I went and I questioned the referee on that, the referee said, it's our quarterback. It's a quarterback. And
that was a personal foul call.
It was a personal foul call. And, that's one of them real interesting calls, Dave. Was it the right call? I don't know that. I mean, we obviously, think it wasn't, but, Mesa probably thinks it was. But, is that an opportunity where we constantly are talking, get takeaways and create a spark on defense? And, when you look at our defense, did create a spark for us in that third quarter when Joey got that, picked that ball up and ran it back. And then after that, we provided that spark and our offense got to moving the ball. So, those are some things that when we go into this last game, it's really about putting four full quarters together and that's, what we've been focusing on.
Yeah. And you said some things earlier about simplifying offensive plays and things like that for Mason and got things clicking. And are you going to look to do that this week too, maybe, and just sort of keep things a little more simple? Just say, hey, let's turn it loose with some, not overcomplicating things too much against this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to play with no fear. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And, with that, we got to – I think our offense is just geared to be more simple this year. And what I mean by that, it's our simplified run game. It's our passing-wise, we got to be able to go back to the basics, those day one installs. And then, Dave, we also have to be – able to, this is what they are given to us. So we have to go out and attack that, and we have to go and take advantage of it. So
sure.
It's really all three of those things is, you want to focus on your day one installs, but also South Dakota School Mines does give us some opportunities to take advantage of, and we got to be able to take advantage of those.
Coach Jay Long with us on Tuesdays, every Tuesday through the season to talk CSC football. And you mentioned the Tanner True play and the flags as well. And we talked about it after the game and off the air a little bit too. So Tanner was trying to punch the football out. There was certainly no maliciousness there. There was also a kind of a TD catch that looked a little interesting too, where it was not a touchdown. And I don't believe the PI was called too. And you were looking maybe for a flag there.
And just to kind of reiterate, we said he didn't try to punch the ball. He did punch the ball. The ball went loose. We were on the ball.
So it should have been a turnover.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we felt. Dave and the ref obviously thought it was a malicious, but I mean, he punched at the ball and hit the ball and popped it out, and the guy wasn't down yet. I mean, that's defensive football. That's what you coach.
That's
on
the
defense.
Peanut punch.
The peanut punch. That's exactly what he was trying to do, and he did it. And just the flag with it, and then that kept the chains moving, and then they were able to score with 1 second left in the game or in the first half. But as far as that catch went, Dave, those are another one. Take a deep breath here. Got to make sure what I say, but. It was one of them that's real interesting also. The film's not great on it, so I'm glad I didn't challenge it.
Okay.
At the end of it, their ball was on the ground. So, I mean, I thought it was a great catch. If it wasn't a great catch, it should have at least been PI, in my opinion, defense PI or defensive holding, one of the two. And neither one of them, they waved the flag off. So I was disappointed in that, too, because that took away a point. We ended up missing that field goal out of that. We didn't score on that drive. So that did, that was definitely a turning point, too, with things.
Yeah, definitely some key moments with flags and things that one way or another could have changed the pace or the direction of the football game that you guys had to battle through at Mesa, Coach. And you brought up Joey Giles' fumble return, a huge spark, a 65-yard return. Logan O'Brien, another monster day at 9 tackles. Hunter O'Connor chases quarterbacks for a living, a sack, 2 tackles for loss, 8 stops. He was incredible. Talk to us about the results that your defense gave you on Saturday. It also was really cool to see Gavin Herberg and Keenan Brown held to just 2 catches for 6 yards after the year prior they had a couple of touchdown connections and nearly 200 yards together. You guys really locked him down.
We had a really good defensive game plan going into the game. We were going to give up the short ball and take away the deep ball. And, it takes a real patient offensive coordinator to just throw hitches the whole way down the field. And you don't see that very often. And so we gave the short ball up and wanted to take away the long ball. And I thought that we did a good job with that. Defensively, like I said, there was some there was a letdown at a time, but I mean, I really thought that, you know, they played really hard and gave us an opportunity offensively to get back in the game with that takeaway. And I think that, you know, they just did a really good job sparking the offense too with that takeaway.
All right, Coach, we'll get into getting ready for this week in just a quick moment. Let's jump to the Hammer Award for this week, the special teams honor, who the guys nominate and who they vote for this week's Hammer Award.
The nominees was Bird again, had a big hit on knocked the ball out on kickoff.
First play of the game.
First play of the game, man. I wish we could have hopped on that. That would have been a big momentum changer too for us. So he was one of the nominees. Brody Eisenbrun got the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Also punted really well again on Saturday. But Adam Lynch made just a huge play. Ended up, the punt was a little deep and it would have rolled into the end zone. But Adam was hustling down there and knocked that ball back and put him on the 4-yard line, which was outstanding play. And then he also had another big play on a tackle on punt also. So, you know, for a guy that, had very limited reps and a few weeks ago was out because he had was injured,
yeah.
Had a really big game. So Adam Lynch was our Hammer Award winner by the team unanimously.
That's awesome for Adam. And he's carrying on that tradition of your long snappers being the first one down the field to make plays. Chase Thurness and others have done that over the years. And you guys have had some really good long snappers who are the first ones down, they make the play, and batting the ball off the goal line. We've had several that were close, and finally we got one that was ruled in our favor this
year. We have really, really stressed this. I mean, when we look at our weapons, we really feel that we have two weapons in regards to Wilson Yee and Brody Eisenbrun, and Wilson's our kicker and Brody's our punter, and you know, as a unit, we all have to be solid together to make sure that all those two weapons, we can utilize them. And part of it was is that, you know, to pin those inside that 5-yard line, a lot of the ball's got to be punted just right,
yeah.
And then our coverage has got to be just right, and then we can't be duped by the returner, and we really put an emphasis on it, the past 2 weeks it's really come together.
Coach, how about the injuries and the health following the Mesa game? We had some key guys that got banged up and suffered some injuries. How can you fill us in on those?
You know, Tom Thomas was, you know, we played him the first series and he just couldn't go. We feel like, you know, it's only Tuesday and today's a weird day. The NCAA made us all take off. Every sport is off today.
For
election day.
That's right.
So there's no athletic-related activities today. So all that they can get is treatments and study hall. So Tommy met with the doctor yesterday. We need to be smart with him this week, but I feel like he should be able to play this weekend. Rollin George did not. You know, he just got a little banged up at the end of the game. We need to be smart with him this week. But he also, I think, should be able to play this weekend. Then it's, you know, just a little bit, the rest is just bangs and bruises, and we'll know more after practice on Wednesday. But as of yesterday, that's the way it looked after our practice yesterday.
All right, Coach, so let's go into practice preparation for the final game of the season. And you brought up a good point with the weird schedule. NCAA doesn't allow stuff on Election Day. Normally, you guys take Monday off. So did you practice yesterday instead of today, or was it two straight days off now that the guys got?
Yeah, we did. We practiced on Monday, then today is off, and then we go back on Wednesday, regular routine.
Okay.
And it's one of them. It's a, you know, in Nebraska, there's no voting today for Nebraskans. So it's kind of weird our state. But there is, you know, obviously some states that do. And hopefully our guys got to have C-Valets in and all those type of stuff. But as far as our routine was, it was Sunday practice, Monday practice, and then Tuesday off. And then we are back on regular routine with things.
Okay. So what other changes, if any, go into the final game of the season outside of the schedule? Do you guys do anything different knowing there's a this next weekend is when the season gets concluded?
We have a senior day on Friday where all of our seniors get to talk about our team, what it's meant to be an Eagle, what it's meant for them, and really they can just say anything that they like about the program, and it's really powerful. And
yeah.
You know, I we have some great seniors this year, and excited for what they're going to say.
That'll be a special and emotional time, I'm sure, for those guys and for the team at practice on Friday, Coach. And so now the season finale Saturday. This is always a really exciting, great game.
Yeah.
And there have been some amazing moments that are unforgettable in the last several years of this rivalry. Of course, the new Eagle Rock Trophy.
Yep.
We want to bring it back to our house.
Yes.
I know your guys are hungry. Give us an early thought on the South Dakota Mines matchup.
You know, I think the biggest thing, Dave, is it's trophy game. It's senior day. It's our last game of the year. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let it all loose and let's go have some fun. And you know, when you look at what South Dakota School Mines is you know, they've got a really good quarterback. They play really good defense, and they try to make a difference on special teams. So when you look at things, this is going to be another one of those good matchups. They're in the same boat as us, trying to finish the season strong, and we're excited to go out and play them, and we're excited for them to come here and have our last game at home.
Gotta love it when rivalry games are the final one of the year, right? Something like this just adds a little juice, a little gas to the fire when we get to see this type of team, this matchup in particular.
Exactly, Dave. I think that it's a really big deal for us to be able to have our rival game, last game of the year. Looks like the weather's gonna be really nice, and gonna be a fun day. It's also our Veterans Day game, and have some opportunities there, and so it'll be a real fun game. Really, really excited about it.
Great, Coach. Thanks again for coming in, sharing thoughts on the team, getting us pumped and prepped for Saturday as well. It's Coach Jay Long, Tuesday nights on the Jay Long Show. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and we appreciate everybody back home and their support. Go Eagles.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.